Approved, and let's move to our please read item 969.
Appoint Neil Simon, Mircea Rivera, and Roberto Rivera to the Citizens Review Committee Advisory Board to the Independent Police Review, a division of the City Auditor's Office.
Constantine, are you presenting? Okay.
Well, good morning, council members. My name is Constantine Sevier, and I am pleased to be the City of Portland's Independent Police Review Director. So I am here today to present to you three outstanding individuals. This is actually one of my most favorite parts of my job. As the IPR Director, there's a lot of angst and a lot of issues with police and police accountability, as we know, around the country and in our own city. But I am really honored to be here to be able to talk about these individuals who have decided to volunteer their time to serve the City of Portland. They are Mircea Rivera, Roberto Rivera, and Neil Simon. There is, you probably have read their biographies in the packet. They have a remarkable, diverse background. And part of the reason we've been able to get such outstanding individuals is due to the efforts of our outreach coordinator, Irene Konev, who has worked tirelessly to reach out to different stakeholder communities to make sure that the Citizens Review Committee, which hears appeals of police misconduct cases, as well as make policy recommendations to council, the chief, and the auditor, actually reflects Portland. When I became IPR director, when I started IPR back in 2008, the Citizen Review Committee was all white, and there was a period of time where there was 8 males on the Citizen Review Committee and 1 female. That, frankly, was unacceptable, I think, because that just is not what our community is. When you look at the quality of the applicants that we continually receive through the efforts of Ms. Konev and the amount of educational and training efforts that we've put into the CRC over the last several years. Every CRC member prior to hearing an appeal or serving on the committee receives 40 hours of training, including 6 hours of equity training is something that we've started in the last several years. So I am very pleased to present them and would urge you to vote for their appointment to the Citizen Review Committee.
Do the candidates wish to come up and talk to us? Or?
Sure.
Okay.
Come on up.
Come on up. Welcome, and thank you for taking on this extraordinary task. If you wanted to address us or say anything to us, or council have any questions, why don't you both introduce yourself first?
Thank you. I'm Neil Simon from Southwest Portland.
And I'm Mircea Rivera from Southeast Portland.
And commissioners, we appreciate you showing the trust in us and wanted to thank the auditor, Mary Hull Caballero, for putting our names forward, and Mr. Sevier and the staff of IPR, Irene and David and others. Just based on the orientation, I can tell you they are doing an excellent job to prepare us for the serious work of the committee. And appreciate the consideration.
I have a question. You're both outstanding candidates for a board and commission. We have lots of boards and commissions. What was it about the CRC that led you to be willing to make this tremendous commitment of time and energy?
Well, I was invited to participate by Irene, so I want to thank her for that. And I recently moved back to Portland after being away for about 15 years, and I was looking for a way to get involved in the community again. I have a background in psychology and law, so this seems like a great opportunity to do that, and I certainly recognize the great responsibility that, you know, volunteering for this committee involves, and I'm prepared to take up that challenge, and I recognize that, you know, working towards transparency and accountability is important to me and the community that I'm new to.
And likewise, I'm a native Portlander, but was away for a long time and came back about 3 years ago and was looking for ways to be involved. And we've seen so many times where the trust has broken down. And Something happened a few months prior to this application process or appointment process where a couple young women in our neighborhood actually had an experience where they saw some what could have been nefarious activity happening near where they lived, and we were talking about it, and I said, well, if we see that, and we don't really know what's happening, but there's some stuff on the ground, it looks like maybe someone was sleeping there, it looks like there might have been an unsafe situation that you had to walk by, and it wasn't that light out, let's call the police and just see, are they seeing some activity here, or could they step up a patrol every now and again to let us know what's happening here? And these two young women, college age, said, no. And they were not a member of a minority community, but they themselves had seen enough, heard enough, and experienced enough that even they had a complete lack of trust or faith in reaching out to the one institution that you should be able to call immediately to ask for help. And that concerned me. And then as someone who has positive memories of, even as a child, being able to, when I was lost from my grandfather one time, who was only probably a few blocks away, I remember the policeman's face when he helped me get to my grandfather and the two blocks that felt like 2 miles, but the trust I felt from that moment and how everyone deserves to have that same trust in our police and what we can do as citizens to restore that trust and rebuild that relationship. And by holding police officers accountable, we hope that we can continue on that road to progress for the relationships in our community. So a few things that motivated me.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your service. We appreciate it. And Mr. Rivera's as well.
So Mr. Rivera would love to be here, but he's currently taking care of his elderly mother, who is quite ill. I can't speak highly enough of Mr. Rivera. He is a young man. He's only a couple of years younger than me, but he feels much younger in spirit. And I have seen him grow as a community leader. He was already a leader before he became a member of the Citizens Review Committee, but I have seen him grow and learn things that he's able to take to his community, as well as take things that he's hearing from his community to the Citizen Review Committee. And I think that's really the importance of why we have such important community boards, not just the CRC, but others, but at least from my vantage point of working with the CRC and seeing how the CRC has grown over the last several years, I think these new appointees will stand in good stead with the rest of the committee.
Great. Okay, we'll see if anybody wishes to testify on. Anybody wish to testify on item? And Carla, do we have a Scrivener's error that we need to adopt? Or
It's just a Scrivener's error.
Okay.
Does not need a motion.
So. Okay, great.
Yes.
Yeah, if you could have a seat, we'll see if take some public testimony.
With three people signed up, please come on up. Robert West, Dan Handelman, and Charles Johnson.
Welcome. We'll start with you, Mr. Handelman, and just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
Good morning. My name is Dan Handelman. I'm with Portland Cop Watch. And while we don't support rushing the overhaul of CRC, an easy fix to the volunteers' inability to keep up with the workload is to expand CRC to 15 members and do it now as you're inducting the new members. As to the nominees, our comments are not personal, only observational. Mr. Rivera has been doing a balanced job on CRC. He told us he filled out his application quickly, which explains why his 2013 biography included his 1-year stint as a public safety officer in 2005, but this one doesn't. But it is good to have CRC members who can see policing issues from both sides, and Mr. Rivera has proven that he can. Ms. Rivera lists herself as a Latina with disabilities who did advocacy for disabled people and for people facing the death penalty and other crimes. This shows, in our opinion, a healthy opposition to the use of violence to enforce state policy. Mr. Simon works in cybersecurity, but he's been a journalist covering accountability issues, and he co-produced a documentary on Japanese internment during World War II, and you all know this since you read their applications, but this topic directly relates to community opposition to community concerns about the Joint Terrorism Task Force and the police participating in that. The balance will continue to be 7 women and 4 men, as it has been since last February. And as for other diversity, the CRC will now have 2 African-American members, 2 Latino or Latina members, and 1 self-identified member of the LGBTQ community. Oddly, though, all three nominees today were born within 2 years of each other, which is pretty statistically unusual. More age diversity is definitely needed on the CRC. As we already recommended, we urge Council to use the 20-member civilian pool of the Police Review Board to further supplement CRC's work. Each one of those people hears just 1 to 2 cases per year right now. It's also a misnomer to call them a board, since only one person from that panel sits at a time inside the Police Review Board system, and they never meet together in public or in private. We hope to see the September 14th date for changes to the IPR-CRC move back, so for more meaningful community input rather than 3 minutes responses to the city's trial balloons that's been going on so far. And finally, we urge Council to fill its seats in the COAB and lift the 2-month ban on their meeting so they can prepare their presentation for the late October presentation to Judge Simon. It's cynical and inexcusable that 4 Council members failed to replace COAB members who quit, shut down the board for lack of quorum, and then is not letting them meet to report on the progress of the settlement agreement as agreed to when the city dropped its appeal to Judge Simon's initial ruling. I just want to repeat that we don't want you to rush changing IPR and CRC, but if you want to help them get through all these caseloads, you should expand them to 15 members.
Thank you. Mr. West?
Yes, I'm Robert West. I'm with Film the Police 911. And I agree with Dan Handelman as far as 15 members go. What I would caution the board is one of the nominees has a relative that's a police or a retired police officer, and one of the board members does have a relative that is a retired police officer. And my concern is about putting too many people on the board that are either police officers or retired police officers. And what winds up happening when you do that, then the voting thing tends to lean toward the police instead of it being a fair and proper tool to make the police accountable for what they do.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, you have 3 minutes.
Thanks again, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and unfortunately, I was stuck at the coast when you had the first meeting at PCC Killingsworth to discuss the changes potentially to the IPR-CRC process, and I did not make it up to Maranatha Church where the second procedure or where the second public discussion happened on that. I would hope that none of these new nominees are in the same position as I am, and they missed the opportunity to be there engaging about what could be their very short-term future. I'm so concerned with the general impression that Auditor Hall Caballero's changes to the CRC severely damage, almost totally remove civilian review, that haven't really even fully processed exactly what the fate of the existing CRC members will be in the proposed changes. But as we get to the 14th, I hope you will consider that unless there's explicit judicial pressure or pressure from the Department of Justice, that the auditor's proposal is not necessary to protect the city from any sanction for not being in compliance with the United States of America versus the City of Portland for the Police Bureau's possible problems dealing with people exhibiting signs of mental illness. So consider strongly that we can maintain and enhance the CRC structure with the expansion that Mr. Handelman has mentioned without any other substantive changes. For many members of the public don't know that the only person sitting up there, that has a representative on the COAB right now is Ms. Fritz. Rochelle Silver is still serving. The others have moved on for other reasons. And I'm sure it's somewhat complicated situation for you with the hiatus, however that hiatus was worked out, where a consulting firm in Chicago is, I assume, getting paid during these 2 months exactly what they got paid during the other 10 months of the year, but doing much less work, in my opinion. I'm sure that would come back with a stunning rebuttal. But
Charles, can I address one thing?
Yes.
So my appointee, Senator Abel Gordley, resigned, as you know.
And it was fairly recent, relatively.
Relatively recently. I contacted her to debrief her, and she asked me to meet with Kathleen Sadat and others to learn more about some of the challenges that the COAB and the COCAL are facing. I've done that. I plan to come back to Abel to debrief, again, her experience, and we will be recruiting another person that I'll nominate.
Thanks very much. And I may have even seen her coming in or out of the building on a previous Wednesday, Ms. Sadat. And there were definite problems, even though people I associate with regularly are here now and have been here in the past. I certainly understand that there was what I think was a legitimate concern for some women of color feeling that they were getting unfair targeting, and I wish that we had had a better public process to make sure that any citizens that volunteer for committees can feel safe and that they're engaging, that there's good public engagement all around. Thanks, y'all.
Great. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Okay, it's a resolution. Oh, I'm sorry, I've got one more.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the things that I may have an absolute disagreement with the auditors on is that the last thing you want to try to do is to remove the public communication at any of these type of meetings. Public bodies must conduct business in public. It's really that simple. If you don't want to do that, don't represent the public. Find another job, do something else. If you don't want to listen to the community, the people in the community, get another job, do something else, and get people in these positions that understand the importance of what community members have to say. It's as important as you holding that job that the community put you in. If you don't like that, get out of your job. Because the community will come back and find plenty of people that will respect what the community has to say, understand that you are a public body, you must conduct your business in public, and you must listen to the public. And if you don't want to do that, don't get in these positions. If you want to limit what the public has to say, don't get in these positions. The public is there for a purpose such as you are. When we sit in these seats here, if you don't want to listen to us, leave your job. Because next time around, I can guarantee you, you won't get our votes. We'll do a recall effort on you, and we will remove you out of office. So when you start thinking about coming in and saying the public should not come to these meetings, the public should not communicate, let the public communicate back to you. You're going to be removed out of your positions, and will replace you with people that understand the importance of freedom of speech, your First Amendment rights, such as Federal Judge Michael Simon on this settlement agreement, understands and is a scholar in that area and understands the importance of people speaking and having the ability to speak, whether you don't like what we're saying, remain viewpoint neutral, content neutral, and develop a thicker skin. And if you don't like it, get out of your job. Thank you.
Okay. Resolution. Please call the roll, Carla.
Novick.
Really appreciate your willingness to serve in these positions that involve dealing with intense, emotionally fraught issues and take a lot of your time. So thank you very, very much. Aye.
Thanks to Constantine Severe and Irene Conniff for your very good recruitment. It is wonderful to see the diversity and the gender balance in this committee. And thanks to everybody who's willing to serve. As you know, there's been some news reports of this particular committee having more than freedom of expression in some cases, and that has been quite frightening for committee members. So thank you for your willingness to serve, and we will continue to strive diligently to make sure that everybody, including volunteers on the committee, have the opportunity to do their public duty. Thank you. Aye.
Fish?
This is one of the most important and challenging assignments that a citizen can take on. And so I want to specifically thank Neil Simon, Ms. Rivera, and Mr. Rivera for agreeing to serve. This kind of service is selfless. It requires an enormous commitment of time and energy. But if we get it right, there's an enormous community benefit. So thank you for agreeing to take on this assignment, and I'm very pleased to support your nomination. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I'd also like to acknowledge Irene Conniff and her outstanding recruitment here. This is a great great class. Ms. Rivera, Mr. Simon, and Mr. Rivera, you look like outstanding candidates, and we appreciate the tremendous commitment of time that you're making to serve the residents of Portland. So thank you very much. Aye. Okay, you are appointed. Resolution adopted. And we'll go to